Well, it's 6 a.m. on Saturday the 6th of September, I believe. And along again at the car boot here in my hometown, which is not so bad because it's only a 4:30 a.m. rise for this. And that's only really because we want to get along and get our space, one of the spaces at least, one of the two spaces that we prefer to be in. I arrived this morning and it was extremely quiet. There was only two people waiting to set up, just sitting in their car with flasks of hot tea. And I was just about to put the tables out and then do this wee walk and record. And Colin came out of the shadows with his usual mug of McDonald's coffee and a roll-up fag. And it so happened Colin likes a wee blether, and I like talking to him, but sometimes it can hold you back, but with the best intention, it doesn't mean anything. So happens we were selling a nice wee stool, so I offered him the stool to sit on while he was having his coffee and fag. But he's a lovely guy, he really is. You know, and you find out things about people. Every time I speak to Colin, I find out things. His daughter is 25 today, stays over in Germany with his ex-wife, but he seems to get on great with his ex-wife now, just back from a holiday there, and I think it's Hamburg. But he says she's 25 today, he sent her a Facebook message this morning in German. I can't remember what he called it. Maybe Jana, J-N-2-N, will know. The German word that he mentioned was for treasure. I can't remember what it was. So I thought that was really nice of him. And he was telling me she's going for her master's degree this morning. Not this morning, this year, master's degree. Oh, there's the fuzzy wuzzies away, the polis in their wee van in blue light, but no siren. You don't really need a siren at this time of the morning, do you? Unless he runs straight into that truck. No, he's away. Probably just away for the breakfast rolls. So back along at the car boot. It's quite nice. It's not cool. It's not cold. It is cool. But it's nice. It's a nice pleasant morning. It looks like there's as much blue sky as there is cloud. It's just beginning to get really light now. Another day. It doesn't seem a week, although 6 weeks, not a week, since we were at the crossword one last Sunday. Would you believe that was almost 7 days ago? I just can't believe it at times, how quickly a week goes in. So anyway, here we are again. I know, sung about that. Here we are again. And that's all, but it's a productive day. I remember the weather has been great all week. Apart from it did rain yesterday, of course, which was another car boot day, which sometimes do. But we knew it was going to be light rain on and off through the day, which it was, because I had my fence builders in the family. My wife's two nephews were in digging big holes to put big fence stabs in and concrete them in, and it kept raining on them. But I'll tell you what, just while I'm talking about that, I've been reviewing some apps for my iPad there, because it's a 64 gigabyte one and I've got loads of space in it, and so I've been trying to find some really, really good apps that, and start to use it, you know, in a productive manner rather than it just playing around with it, because it's just stupid, you know, paying all that money for something and not really utilising its capabilities, its storage and its speed. So I've been looking, I've got a big list that's actually in my back pocket at the moment. So one that I looked at, because we do outside car boots and we're dependent on the weather, I came across one that kind of stood out from the crowd, and that was called Dark Sky. And apparently this app will tell you within a minute or two of when it's going to rain, snow, storm or whatever else. So I think it's only Northern Hemisphere at the moment. So anyway, I thought, well, I read the reviews and some were saying that it had changed from the old one, they weren't very happy with it, but most people were saying it was fantastic and relating me stories, you know, about standing in beautiful warm sunshine and getting an alert to say it's going to rain in 5 minutes and thinking, yeah, sure. And it actually did rain in 5 minutes. So anyway, cut a long story short, the two guys, I just call them my nephews, were out working hard in the back garden and it was dry. And I got an alert about half an hour after downloading the Dark Sky app. I got an alert saying, light rain drizzle in 2.5 minutes. And I thought, yeah, right. So I looked out through the conservatory to the pond. That's the first easiest way to tell if it's raining, is look at the surface of the pond. And there was no ripples from anything. I thought, well, okay. So, I mean, and I mean literally 2.5 to 3 minutes later, I looked out and I thought, is that rain? So I went to the back door and shouted out to the guys, is it raining a bit? Yeah, it's just started now. I couldn't believe it. I was gobsmacked how accurate that was. And this morning, I opened the app up immediately just to double-check the weather forecast. It says it should be a good day up till maybe late afternoon or mid-afternoon. And Dark Sky told me the nearest precipitation was 25 miles away to the northwest. I thought, that's great. And then a little bit later on, just before I came along here, about an hour and a quarter later, it then said the nearest precipitation was 80-odd miles to the south. East, I believe. So in other words, the rain that had been to the northwest, 25 miles away, could have been, well, way over the Trossachs way or something like that. Maybe not as far as that. Had obviously swung north or died out completely, I don't know. But anyway, I thought, that's clever, you know, that's really good. So I'm looking forward to this app, you know. I've got it on my phone, I've got it on my iPad, and let's see how it goes. As long as it doesn't tell us today, rain coming along just shortly. I see Mary. Mary's along with the bacon sannies. So, I'll get down and get the stuff out now. Here's hope for another nice day. Not looking for glorious, just nice. Nice is good. I'll speak again soon, probably. Most likely. You know me. Cheer by the now.